Hello, and welcome to this second video on the implementation of the repository pattern inside the Developing Web Applications with ASP.NET Web Forms 4.5 video series. Today we're going to finish the discussion on the implementation of the repository pattern within the application we've been building all along this tutorial series, and we're going to augment the toy category and the toy products, the products repository, with the insert, update, and delete methods, allowing the user interface pages to perform these operations on the category and the product entities directly. So to do that, let's just jump into the development environment and pick up the solution from where we left off last time. And remember, last time what we did was we added a class called Control Extensions, and in this class we defined a couple of extender methods. And extender methods are methods that we can append to objects without defining them in their classes. So we had a set data method object method which applies to all data bound controls. Now, data bound control is a superclass of form view, grid view, and for example, drop down. And what we do is we take the data bound controls data method object, data method object property, and we set the parameter which we call data method object to this property. So this actually allows the control to do the following. If we look into the category repositories, this what this does is it allows us to tell the control, in this case the grid view, which is called toy categories, to use the iToyCategory repository as the repository to populate, to get data from. So the control is now actually going to be calling the methods which are going to be exposed by this repository object instead of the methods which are in the code behind. So the next thing to do is we're going to be augmenting the control extensions class with a couple of more method implementations, and these are to handle the insert, item inserted, item updated, and item deleted, item command events from the form view. Remember when we were on the products details page or on the category details page and we inserted a new product or inserted a new category, we got redirected back to the categories or the products listings, or if we click the cancel button, we'd get back redirected back. And this we did via event handling code on the code behind of the page. So what we want to do is we'd want to get rid of that event handling code and replace it with extender methods. So we've defined three extender methods for form views, and what these say is that on the item inserted, item updated, or on the item command, and actually this is wrong, this should be saying not item updated but item deleted. Okay, so on the item inserted, item deleted, or item command event, I want you to execute an anonymous delegate. And on the item inserted or on the item deleted, what I want to do is I want to check that the model state is valid. And if it is valid, I want to redirect to a route whose name I've passed in through the string route name parameter. And on the item command, I want to execute another anonymous delegate. And in this delegate, what I want to do is I want to say, if the command name is equal to cancel, I want you to redirect to the route whose name I've passed in through the string route name parameter. The next thing to do is to augment the iProduct repository and iToyCategory repository interface with more methods so that we actually expose the insert, update, delete, and select methods in the repository. So to do that, I've just brought in some code snippets, and these are actually the method signatures to select a category, to update, to insert, update, or delete a category object. And we will be doing the same thing for the iProducts repository. So here we have five methods, the one to select a given product, the one to insert, update, and delete. But we also need a method to return the entire list of categories for the drop-down controls which are used in the insert item template and in the update, in the insert item template and in the edit item template of the form view, to allow us to associate a given product with a category. So now if I try to compile, this will not compile just because I'm missing the implementations of these methods in the products repository and toy category repository classes, which are part of, which implement these interfaces. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to bring in the method implementations for these four methods for the toy category repository, and then we're going to have a look at them. So the getCategory method doesn't change. It stays exactly as it was defined on the code behind of the page. All it does is it calls into the product context object and gets the toy categories property and then does a find of the parameter which is recovered from the route data. The insert toy category method now takes a parameter of type model method context. So let's have a look at this model method context object. So the model method context object exposes one property and two methods which are of interest, the model state property and the try update model and the update model methods. And this object actually allows us to place ourselves back in the context of the executing page that called down into the business layer and have the same methods that the page was exposing to us on code behind. But the advantage of this object is also that it's very easy to new up an instance of this object. So then now I can perform unit testing on the insert toy category method or on any of the methods of my repository without actually having to call them from my pages. So I could use a framework like RhinoMock or any of the others to mock up a model method context object and then pass it in to the insert toy category method in my repository to actually perform a unit test of this method. So in this method, again, we new up a new toy category, and now we use the try update model, the try update model method from the model method context object to try and map all of the values of the controls that have been changed by the user to the toy category object. If the model state is valid, model state being a property of the model method context object, what we want to do is we want to generate a short description and update the last updated date and then add the toy category to the list of toy categories and save the changes. The same holds true for the update toy category method. We try and find a category whose ID is equal to the toy to the category ID parameter. And remember, this is passed in by the form view via the data key names attribute. And if the category is null, that means that the category was probably deleted while we were updating it by some other user. So we want to use the model state property of the model method context object to add a new model error saying not found so that the validation controls on the page still react to it. Then if we are able to find or locate a category with the given category ID, I want to try and update the model. If the update succeeds, I want to generate the short description, I want to set the last update, and I want to save the changes. The delete method, which I forgot to bring in and should be down here, doesn't change. It stays the same as it was implemented in the code behind page, in the code behind of the page. So now let's do the same for the products repository. And for the products repository, we have to bring in five method implementations. So here they are. The get categories doesn't change. It returns an iList of categories. So what we do is we just call db.toyCategories.toList to return a list. The getProduct method doesn't change either. It returns the product whose ID is equal to the ID we've recovered from the route data. The insert product now uses the model method context to try and update model and to check the model state. And the update product method actually uses the model method context to try and update the model or to append an error to the model state property of the model method context object. So now, if we save all of these changes and we build, we should now be able to rebuild the solution without any errors. And there we go, build succeeded. So the last thing to do is to actually add the user interface pages that will be allowing us to do to hook up to the repository. So what I've done is I've copied the category details and product details page, and I'm just going to bring them in with new names. And the only thing I've changed, the markup on the category details page stays the same, and on the product details page it stays absolutely the same, but I've cleared up most of the code in here because now I don't want to have all of the methods that were doing the insert, update and delete on the page, but I want to be using the repository class instead. So I can get rid of my two namespaces here because I don't need them. And what I need to do is I need to bring in some code from here. So I'm going to be declaring a new iToyCategory repository, and notice I get the red squigglies, and this is because I need to bring in the websample.bll.repositories namespace, where the iToyCategory repository interface and the toyCategory repository object are defined. And I will also need to bring in websample.bll.extensions to bring in the control extension methods. And oops, it didn't copy everything, so let's just copy everything down. So now I want to instruct my control to use my repository object when it is selecting, inserting, updating, or deleting data. And I want it to redirect to a route when the item inserted event occurs or when the item deleted event occurs. And I actually want to add one more, which is the form category details dot redirect to route on item command. And when the user clicks cancel, I also want to redirect to the category's route. Now, last thing I need to do on this page is to remember that here the form view actually defined event handlers for the item on item command, on item insert, and on item deleted. And this is a part of the code I don't need anymore because now the I've hooked this up via the code behind, via the control extender methods, which I've placed in here. I'm going to do the same for the products repository class. Product details repository. So I'm just going to bring in the snippets. I can get rid of all of the imports that I have in the namespaces. And I'm again newing up a iProducts repository, and I get the red squigglies because I haven't yet brought in the bll.repository namespace where this is defined. And I also need to bring up the namespace where the extender methods are defined. And then what I can do is I can just do one last thing, which is form detail redirect on item command. And when the user clicks cancel, I also want to redirect to the products route, which will actually be doing all of the my products listings. And as before, in the markup, I'd like to actually get rid of the on item command, on item deleted and on item inserted event handlers because I'm not using them. I'm actually doing this in code. Now there's a little bit more code I need to add to the product details page, and I need to add some more code to handle the init event of the two drop-down lists. So the init event of the two drop-down lists is actually going to tell each of the drop-down lists to use my repository to get and populate themselves with the categories that are available. So I need to modify the markup and tell the CMB edit categories that the onInit event is actually going to be pointing to the CMB edit categories init, and notice Visual Studio is intelligent enough to actually do statement completion in the markup and propose this event handler as the one that's best matching the signature I need, which was not the case before. So I also need to find the insert one, so here it is, and I need to do onInit equals, and this is CMB product category init. So there we go. Now these are all hooked up. And I am also going to modify the markup just to show that we are on the repository implementation page. So I'm just going to say here via repository, ZTory. And I'm going to do that for the category details page as well. Oops. And it's actually the category details repository. There we go. Okay, and the last thing I need to do is to modify my routing so that the new category new product routes and the category details and the product details routes now point to the repository implementation of the pages. So instead of pointing to category details and product details, I want them to point to product details repository and category details repository. And once I've done this, I am all ready to go. I can now rebuild my solution, and I am completely implementing the repository pattern in ASP.NET Web Forms 4.5. So let's just run the solution and show you that this works. So we're already logged in. Let's go into the products listings. And let's click on view details for a given product. And now you see that I'm actually doing this via the repository. And if I go into my repository class, for example, in the product context, in the product repository class, I can put a breakpoint on get product. So let's just go back and click another product. And now you see that I am getting my parameter directly from the route data, and the ID is 2, and I'm actually calling all the way down into the repository from my form view control, which is on the page. So this is the way you do repository pattern implementation in Web Forms 4.5. I hope you enjoyed the video and this series.